You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hey, everybody, it's Kent Davenport here. Welcome back to the Producer's Perspective Podcast. Today, I'm going to answer a question I get asked a lot, which is what makes me decide what shows I want to produce, I want to write, I want to create. I'm going to answer that question, but I'm going to answer that question borrowing some advice from the founder of Bumble. Yes, I'm going to the tech world to help answer this question next.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
I want to be a producer with a hit show on Broadway.
You're listening to the Producer's Perspective Podcast with your host, Tony Award winner, Ken Davenport.
Welcome back to the Producer's Perspective Podcast. I get a lot of my ideas for marketing initiatives to how I'm going to sell tickets, lots of these ideas from outside the theater world. I'm constantly reading business blogs. I follow all sorts of entrepreneurs from other industries on social media in order to learn what's working in their world and apply it to ours. Because frankly, a product is a product is a product. And yes, I know people hate it when I talk about the theater like a product, but it is. It is. And the more we think about it that way, and the more we market it that way, the more people that will consume it and then tell others to consume it, and the more theater that will be done all over the world. And as I say often, I believe the world is a better place if there's more theater in it. So this is a good way to think about it. Very recently, I stumbled upon a quote from Whitney Wolf Herd, who, if you haven't heard, pun intended, of her, she is the youngest female billionaire on the planet. She became that when her company, the dating app Bumble, went public earlier this year. And she made a fortune. She made a fortune. And she actually came from Tinder and then designed, created, produced her own dating app, Bumble, which is, if you don't know the app, it's where women get to make the first move. Now, what does this have to do with what I produce? Well, people ask me this question all the time. How do you decide what you're going to produce? And frankly, I follow Whitney's advice. Whitney said this when she was asked about where she got the idea for Bumble, why Bumble, all of these things. And she very simply said this: I've truly just always tried to build what I wish existed. I truly just always tried to build what I wish existed. In other words, she created something that she wanted to use. And this is exactly the methodology that I use when I decide what shows I want to produce. I produce shows I want to see. I produce things that punch me in the heart, that get me where great theater really gets me, that makes me laugh, that makes me cry, that makes me jump up and down. These are the ideas, these are the shows, these are the stories that I want to be involved in. And it is just like an inventor of an app, or the designer of a car, or furniture, or it doesn't matter. I firmly believe that you can never go wrong in this business or in any business if you are creating something, pursuing something that you want to use, that you would love to use. Because one, if it doesn't work out, you are going after something that you felt passionate about in the first place. And two, if you are having this thought, odds are you are not alone. You are not alone. Yes, Whitney was very much in touch with the dating, the online dating world because of her history, her business history, and where she had worked before. But frankly, what she did when she came up with this idea was put herself in the mind of a consumer and think, what does a consumer want? I am that consumer. What would I want? And this is exactly what I tell people to do when they're choosing shows to produce, when they're choosing shows to write. It's exactly the same thing that I do when I'm choosing a show to produce or write. I say, what story do I want to see? And then I make that. So follow Whitney's advice, whether you are making theater or even if you're making your own dating app, and you can't go wrong. Thanks so much for listening to this week's episode of the Producer's Perspective Podcast. We will see you next time. Thanks again for listening to the Producer's Perspective Podcast. If you found this episode informative, educational, inspirational, or just entertaining, do me a favor and share this episode with another theater maker or two in your life. My mission is to amplify the conversation about theater, because if we get more people talking about it, we'll get more people making it, we'll get more people seeing it. It will be great for the industry as a whole. If you want more of my daily perspectives on theater and Broadway, check out my blog at theproducersperspective.com or check out my social media accounts at Ken Davenport B-Way on Instagram and at Ken Davenport on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. We'll see you for the next episode.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.